Lauren Hudson is in the studio with me tonight. She's the co-author of the nonfiction book, Our Best Tomorrow. She began her solo writing career with The Ascension, the first book in a trilogy, and for which she was named the Independent Author of the Year in 2017, along with receiving Reader's Choice, London Book Festival, and Mom's Choice Awards. Certainly interesting to note that she published her first book at 13 and now, 3 books in, has just finished high school as salutatorian at Dixie Heights in Northern Kentucky. Tonight, we're going to talk about the second book in her trilogy. It is titled The Deception. Lauren, I'm delighted to welcome you to Around Cincinnati.
Of course. Thanks for having me here.
Let's talk about the setting for The Deception, because you've really created a whole alternate world. And it's called Asteria, yes? So talk about Asteria.
So the Asterian world is a race of guardian angels of sorts. Each particular Asterian has different powers that are designed to protect humans from potential catastrophes or disasters. And the 3 main characters in the series, Jinx, Felix, and Desdemona, can see the past, present, and future.
And they have an interesting family set up. Who is their mother and what's going on with Jane?
Their mother is a woman named Jane Anker, who is extremely power hungry, and she wants to ultimately rule the Asterian world so she can eradicate the human race.
So in this particular book, they are in Las Vegas. And what are they up against? What's the central plot of your novel?
So The Deception follows Jinx, Felix, and Desdemona in Las Vegas, as you said. And there was a spot open on the Asterian Council, which is a group of high Asterians that oversee the race. And there's a spot open, and they go to Las Vegas to compete in a competition for that spot. But then things start to go awry as Jane or her followers get involved.
So tell us what tests the kids have to go through to assume this role on the council. The first one, for instance, which is a scavenger hunt, but it's an interesting scavenger hunt.
Yes, it is. So the scavenger hunt, they are given a very discreet clue, a clue that they have to decipher, and it takes them in different places in Las Vegas. And they originally end up going to the wrong place before deciphering the correct one.
I'm curious to know where the very first glimpse of this novel and the trilogy came to you. You know, was it with characters? Was it good versus evil? Was it special powers? Tell us about that.
It was definitely more the special powers part. I was actually on FaceTime with one of my best friends in 6th grade, and I said, hey, how cool would it be if someone could see the past, the present, and the future? And we spent the whole night, you know, making up the characters and deciding their names and their characteristics.
And then how many years later did that actually materialize, so to speak?
I wrote the first chapter that night, actually, when I was in 6th grade. And then I put it down for 2.5 years and then picked it up my freshman year and realized the first chapter was horrible. Totally rewrote it and kept writing.
So you've been in school, which means many hours of your day are taken up. When do you write? What's your writing practice like?
I try to write about 1 hour or 1,000 words a day. And I think it's all about keeping a really strict planner. You know, I'll write down my homework. I have chemistry homework and calculus homework, and I have to write.
So you really honor that part of yourself.
I do. I find that in order to get over writer's block when it hits, I just have to keep writing. It's the only way I prevent myself from stopping altogether.
I'm also interested in the idea of a trilogy. And did you start with that idea? To me, there would be multiple challenges with that. One, just in plotting out 3 books ahead. So talk about the specifics of writing a trilogy and decision around it.
I always find that when I write, I know the beginning of the book and I know the end of the book. And I find it hard to, you know, piece together the middle. So when I wrote The Ascension, I had some intentions of making it a series, but I didn't know if that's actually how it would play out. But when I finally figured out what I was going to put in the middle, I knew it had to be a series.
Are there other challenges? Do characters grow over time? Do they change? How much do they have to remain consistent?
I definitely do think they grow, and I feel so close to my characters that I feel like they actually grow with me. But the hard part about writing a series is that when you write a first book, you have a blank slate. You can write whatever you want to write, and no one can tell you otherwise. But when you write a series, you have to make sure everything lines up, or someone will catch it.
I also want to talk with you about the interesting summer experience you've had. So along with writing, you have another major interest in your life.
I do. I want to major in neuroscience at the University of Kentucky. And so I've been shadowing at Cincinnati Children's this summer. I actually, about 30 minutes ago, was just shadowing in surgery.
And what did you see?
I saw a hernia repair and a G-tube insertion.
And survived to tell the tale, yes?
Yes, my first surgery was a little bit rocky when I watched it, almost passed out, but I have since gotten better with them.
Good for you. Well, it's just delightful to talk with you tonight and to certainly look forward to the next book. Do you have a timeline for that?
I do. I'm hoping to have it completed sometime the middle of this school year and have it out by the start of next school year, maybe.
Wonderful. Mm-hmm. Come back and see us again.
Of course. Thank you so much.
I've been talking with Lauren Hudson about her second novel in the Ascension trilogy. It is titled The Deception. You'll find more information at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Barbara Gray.